calling?
Road Train Trucking.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Sharon in, please?
This is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon. My name is Ruben Goldstein at Bank of Cardiff. I'm in the underwriting department. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Sure.
It's 858-866-9102.
Okay. Is there an extension or anything?
That's my direct line.
Oh, okay.
So I just had a few basic questions for you. I understand you're looking to get a third vehicle for your business. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I just wanted to go understand how the equipment will help you from a cash flow perspective, kind of what it brings to your bottom line. Could you go over that with me, please?
Yeah. Basically, what I do is I put on owner-operators who lease under my authority. And with the ones that I, like, for instance, this driver that I'm wanting to put on, he would end up leasing the truck from me. In other words, he would pay the payment to me. I would lease it for what the amount of the payments would be.
But the
and
business
then I hold it out of their pay.
But it comes out of their pay, but the business, the equipment's still under your business, not under another business. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if it it could be an issue of being formal and informal. As part of our contracts, we don't allow the subleasing of the equipment we finance until it's paid off and free and clear. But if you have like a reimbursement, I don't see that being, you know, a huge issue. It's kind of two birds, one stone, so to speak. About how much additional cash flow do you think you'll have by having this piece of equipment, this truck?
$1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month. Okay. And the truck, have you taken a look at the truck you're looking at, or are you shopping around for different vehicles?
Yeah, I have several pictures of the truck, and I know that it's been rebuilt, and it's a really nice truck.
Okay. So you're comfortable with this vehicle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I had a few other basic questions for you on the credit and the bank statements. So one of the questions I have for you is, on your credit report, I just don't see a lot of activity. I just see basically, it's just kind of blank. There's only like two or three current accounts. And I see one mortgage that goes to 2016 over OCWN Loan Servicing, Ocwen Loan Servicing. And then I see another account that goes back to 2008. And I see that you've applied for what are called working capital loans last year with a company called National Funding, as well as some other lenders. Did you end up taking a loan with those companies?
I did with National Funding, and then I paid them off.
Okay. How much did you borrow from National Funding?
It was $10,000.
Okay. In addition to the equipment financing we provide, and once we get done with this phone call, I'm just going to put some I's and T's on your file and stamp off any approval so your rep can actually get you some documents by tomorrow morning. But the question I have for you is, are you looking for any additional cash besides the vehicle financing?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. And
I've increased my income quite a bit doing this other, owner-operators, it's another trucking company, and he's going to have me start dispatching all of his trucks. Right now, providing loads for the one truck 3 days a week. So, that's going to more than double what I have right now, even.
Okay. Let me give you an idea of what you're going to have. Do it signing a first and last payment, so it covers your first and last 30 days. It also, you're going to have a small one-time documentation and titling fee. We offer terms from 2 to 5 years, guaranteed fixed payments, and a real nice point of our loans is that our loans don't go under your personal credit, so it won't have an effect on your personal credit. It will only go under your business credit report, unless you, of course, default on the loan. Do you want to do something like, you mentioned $1,000 a month. Are you trying to do something short-term? I want to give you some ideas of payments. So if you want to match it up for payments, you could do something as short as 3 years, and your payment would be under that $1,000 mark. If you did a three-year term, your payment would probably be around $988 a month. And if you did something, say, very long-term, like 5 years, your payment's going to probably be around $670 or $660. Do you want to do something where you keep your payment very, very low, or do you want to pay this off as quickly as possible, as long as it doesn't go over your cash flow?
Gosh, that's a tough question. Because I know, like, I normally go through this leasing company.
Who do you normally use for leasing?
It's Kenco.
Kenco, okay.
And I normally do a 3-year term, and it averages $700 a month.
For a similar vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you put any money down on those transactions?
Yes, I do.
How much do you usually put down?
Usually I put $1,000 down, and then I do have to pay the same with them as you. 2 payments up front.
So you put $1,000 down, and is your payment $700 plus tax or $700 including tax?
I want to think.
Because here's my whole challenge. Your equipment almost costs $23,000 with tax, and so just doing some numbers, we're probably the most competitively priced company out there, and I can give you some final numbers within an hour or two or first thing tomorrow morning. I know you're a few hours. It's almost 5 o'clock your time, correct? Or is it past 5?
No, it's 2:19 right now. Okay. I'm thinking probably either the 4 or the 5 year. Also, though, on that tax, he was saying the tax would be waived if we didn't. The reason he put the tax on there, he would give a 90-day to drive it or whatever, temporary permit.
You mean the vendor?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if we didn't want that 90-day temporary permit to be able to drive it, which to me is not going to do any good anyway, because I'd still have to register it in Oregon.
Correct.
So I would not do the tax, and I would have it towed out versus, you know, the tax and the 90-day deal.
Do you have to pay sales tax in Oregon, though, on vehicles?
No, uh-uh.
Oh, so you don't have to pay taxes. So your payment's going to, if we don't include the tax, if he doesn't collect the tax, the payments are going to be a lot less. So let me do this. Let me kind of put some I's and T's here. Let me follow up with you either around 4:30. It might roll into first thing like 8 or 9 a.m. tomorrow morning to give you final numbers. If you can wait till tomorrow morning, I can get you everything. Would that work for you?
That would work, yeah.
Perfect. I just got to rerun the numbers because I think if we're talking about $1,700 of tax, that's a large amount. That's almost 10% here. So I think your payments are going to drop significantly. So let me validate your approval. Let me make sure I've got everything I need from the sales rep, and then I'll circle back with you first thing tomorrow morning.
Sorry about
Does that work for you? No worries. Okay, it's a great time speaking with you. I'll follow up with you first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, Sharon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.